All right, big races this afternoon. It's coming up to 12 past 8. Joining us now, the big fella, Gary Harley. Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
Look, starting on a sad note, John McDermott, remembered as a champion bloke, outstanding mentor. His death at the age of 75 from bone cancer. He's had a long battle, hasn't been well for a long time. And, of course, anybody who's been to the Gardens Greyhound track over the last goodness knows how many, 56 years, is it, he's been calling races now, Gary?
Well, I've been calling them for 50-odd.
Yeah.
He's one of my closest friends. John McDermott's a bloke who gave me the opportunity to call races back in the early 60s. And I asked him one night at Singleton Dogs, and I didn't know him then, and I was very young, I was only about 16, 17, could I have a go? And he said, yeah, the Singleton Dogs weren't on the TAB then, so it wasn't, you know, a big deal. And he said, yeah, that's okay. So I did a few races over a few weeks, and he said, I'm going on holidays, would you like to do the whole race meet for a few weeks? So I did, and then we've been the closest of friends. But John McDermott is, there's no better person has been on this earth. Macca, everybody loved Macca. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he loved the punt, he did a lot of things for others, he'd mow people's lawns, things like that. But Macca gave me the opportunity as to where I am in the racing game now. Greg Radley, the number one man on Sky Channel, a Newcastle boy, lives out near Maryland. He gave him his start. He gave Tim Newbold, another Newcastle boy, his start. He is the main greyhound caller, Wentworth Park and all the big tracks around Sydney for Sky Channel. And Phil Roberts, who calls with us on Sky. As you know, I still work for Sky, but I don't call. Phil does dogs, trots, gallops from way up on the north coast, way down here to Newcastle. We're all Newcastle Hunter people, and Mac is the man responsible for all of us, our careers. He gave us the start and was only too happy to do it. His wife, Susan's a champion person. I've never known two people to be so close as John and her. Sue was born in Singleton. Susan Howard, she had brothers, I think three of them, played first grade rugby league for Singleton. And Robert, her younger brother, he's got the big greyhound trial track out my way out here, not that far from Lochinvar. But Macca got very sick. Macca was always a very healthy bloke, and he always ate healthy. And as I said, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke. And people couldn't believe it when he got so crooked. I think he called his last race back in September last year, and then we got the news that his liver was bad, and I had to take a lot of his liver out. He had a collapsed lung, and then it led to bone cancer. And I went and saw him about 2 or 3 weeks back at his home on my way to Newcastle races, and I hadn't seen Macca for ages. And as I said, we were very close. And Susan said to me, when he heard your voice at the front door, he got a tear in his eye. And I stayed there for half an hour before I had to go and work at the race meeting, and we had a good old talk. But, yeah, it's very, very sad. Mate, to have a career that long is incredible. And he called, you know, all those years.
Yes.
There was no break, only for holidays. And dogs, trots, gallops. He was the, 20 years or so, he was the race caller at Newcastle Races. And of course, he called around Wyong, Gosford, up the country. Couldn't speak highly enough of him, mate.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm so sorry, Gary. You must be finding it very difficult today because, you know, you can't not work today. It's the biggest day on the racing calendar.
Very, very different day today with no crowds down at Flemington for the Melbourne Cup, Gary.
Yeah, look, yeah, I don't want to skype, but New South Wales have left them for dead. Not only the state, left Victoria for dead. Not only the state, like the way they've handled it, but the way Peter Volandis and his crew at Racing New South Wales have handled the racing. People thought, you know, we'd be closed down 6 months ago. but the people have behaved so well in the industry, et cetera, with this pandemic, that there's never been a scare. And to have 10,000 people at Randwick today when they can't get anyone in at Flemington, that just shows you, Rich and Kim, how well they're doing in this state. Yeah. But at Flemington, you know, the pubs and clubs will be packed and there'll be parties at houses, but all around Australia, naturally, for this day. But it will be different for those on track. But us watching at home, Rich, there'll be no difference.
No, well, I'll be at the Wicker, I guess.
Well, I'll be at Musselbrook Races as usual.
Yeah.
All right, well, you better give us your tips because everyone's been hanging out for them, Gary.
Well, mate, you know, Kimmy, it's the toughest race of the year anywhere in the world. You'd probably pick half a dozen. Look, I'm with number one, Anthony Van Dyke. He's an English horse. He won the English Derby, one of the great races in the world. And he runs second in the Caulfield Cup recently in his only Australian start. Now, that's always been a great form guide to the Melbourne Cup. Hugh Bowman's riding him. All the New South Wales people would love to see Hugh win it. Hughie's one of the great riders in the world, and he won the Golden Sliver this year. He won the, like, he was the rider of Winks in all those 30-something wins that she had. He's ridden in England. He won four Cox Plates, I think. And this is a race he dearly wants to live, to win. He's a country boy, comes from Dunedoo out there in the central west on the way to Dubbo. His dad's a great bloke. His dad plays polo. And it'll be hard to beat. It's trained in Ireland by Aidan O'Brien. Now, I think Surprise Baby will run very well, number 13. She was very unlucky last year. And surprisingly, you don't see many Melbourne Cup horses or big race horses trained in the country. She's trained at a place called Horsham in country Victoria. And she is, I shouldn't say she. Jeez, it sounds like a she, but he's a gelding, six-year-old gelding. He was very unlucky in the Cup last year. He should have nearly won the race last year. And that, he's not an imported horse, which is good. Another imported horse trained in Sydney by Australia's best trainer, Chris Waller, is Finch, number 11. This is its third go at the Melbourne Cup. Ran a terrific race last year. Has had a good preparation, and he's pretty confident. And the other one I like is Prince of Arran, number 12, another overseas horse. He was here last year. He ended up running fourth in that rough race where there was protest, and he's going well. Now, let me point out a horse called Ash Run. He's owned by the Newcastle Hunter Valley Bay Syndicate, Australian bloodstock. He's trained in Germany by Andres Waller, and this Australian bloodstock and Waller had the winner of this Melbourne Cup in 2014, Protectionist, one of the main owners, or the founder of the syndicate, is a close friend of our family. He lived just down the road. He lives down at Morp. It's now Luke Murrell. And Rich, you'd remember Jamie Lovett as a first-grade centre with Lakes United quite a few years back. Well, him and Luke founded Australian Bloodstock. They've got about 3,000 members. They've won about 8 or 10 Group 1s around the world. And he'll run a race. I'll tell you what happened. They bought him, and he was $126. He was racing in France, $126 in the Melbourne Cup. One of the owners backed him at $126, and you know what he is this morning? About $18.
Oh, wow.
So that person will be in for a windfall. And our chairman of the Newcastle Jockey Club, Jeff Barnett, he's a part owner.
Okay.
Jeff lives out at Merriweather Way.
Right.
Great bloke. Former Maitland boy, just like me. So there's just so much interest. And Rich, you were telling me there's Newcastle interest in number 22.
Ocean X. Yes, yeah, the Meds brothers, who I think they've got 5% of Ocean X, Gary. And for those that like a ruffian and outsider, because they do sometimes win the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, I hope they do.
Yep.
I just say one more thing?
Yep.
The lady jockey riding...
12, Prince Arran.
Yeah, She is a superstar, Jamie Carr. Richard, I don't think in history a lady jockey has led the Victorian Jockeys Premiership, and she is 7 wins ahead of the second one after 3 months of the season.
Wow.
Jamie Carr's a name, and on, I think it was Cox Plate Day, or the night before, the two Cox Plate meetings. This year, she rode 4 winners on that meeting a couple of weeks back. She is a superstar.
Okay.
And she'll ride this horse very well.
Now, what about your roughy, your outsider?
Ashrun would be my outsider.
Righto.
And he'd be 18 or 20.
All right. You haven't mentioned Chris Lee's horse. You don't reckon it's going to figure at all, Mustard?
I don't think he's going well enough, Rich. I'd love to see him run well for Chris, but I know Chris feels in his own heart he'd have to improve a mile to win that race.
All right, okay. Always good to talk to you. And look, before you go, Gaz, State of Origin, the Blues for a big win tomorrow night?
I think they'll be too strong, mate. Queensland team don't look near as strong as what ours. I know we've said it before over the years Queensland have won, but I'll be very surprised if they win this one.
All right. Look,
well, thank you.
And thank you very much. And
thank you for your tribute to John as well. A lot of people have rung this morning. So.
Lovely bloke. I couldn't have spoke to you yesterday, but, 24 hours later, I can speak in glowing terms about Macca.
Thank you. And have fun at Muswellbrook today, Gary.
Well, I will. Quite a number of times it's wet. It was wet there Sunday. It poured through the meeting, but beautiful day up here in the Hunter today.
Yeah, all right. Enjoy yourself, and thanks again, Gary.
Yeah, good luck, everyone. Hope you're back the winner.
All right, just to summarise, number 1, Anthony Van Dyke, 13, Surprise Baby, and Finch at number 11. There he's top 3.